Motion that did not make it because we didn't have enough time in May. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to ask if someone could post that, a screen share that and that motion. And I'm actually
Motion.
going to.
Okay, I'm going to do that, Marcus.
Okay.
The nominating committee, you mean, right?
Yes, it's a nominating committee motion.
That's right.
I've got it ready if you want it. Tamara.
Oh, I have it. Can you see it?
Okay, great.
And I'm going to go ahead and post it in chat as well. Okay, so the motion is to amend the procedure in the OPPM to cease the use of the minority opinions on trustee ratifications at the annual business conference. Instead, for concerns about board members' emotional sobriety or qualifications, members slash delegates will instead use the fact-based and verifiable concern for board fitness input form to be investigated and addressed by the nominating committee. The current minority opinion process is not emotionally safe, and it has impacted members from applying to the Board of Trustees. This is not suitable for the survival of our fellowship. Okay, and you can also access this on your live agenda with a link there, as well as this form is also available as a link on the agenda too, if you want to take a look at that. So, do we have a second for this motion? We need a second to for this motion to go forward in this process. Is there a second?
Nothing has his hand raised.
Okay. It looks like IG630, Stefan. Oops, I'm muted for a second and then back again.
I second
there
it.
There you go.
There I go.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Stefan. IG630, Stefan seconded the motion. So we will now, the makers of the motion will have up to 5 minutes to present the motion. And I believe that will be at least Denise and Frederick. Are you? It looks like you're great, Denise. You're unmuted, so it looks like you have privileges, and the floor is yours for the next 5 minutes.
And then we follow up with question answers. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so. Just a presentation of that. And then we'll have discussion and debate.
Okay, I'm going to share my may I share? I had screen sharing.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I need to be able to share. So
now you should be if you I think you have co-host. Okay, there you go.
Okay, so the background of our motion is that ACA cannot exist as a nonprofit without a WSO Board of Trustees who are unpaid volunteers. Three trustees is a critically low number before being dissolved, and ACA can have as many as 20. It's essential that we add at least 2 to 5 trustees per year to replace those who leave service or who have reached their maximum term of service. The first minority opinion for the ratification of the board members was held at the 2022 ABC, and it has been devastating to our fellowship. As a consequence, there were no trustee applications for 1 year, 8 months after that first minority opinion from May 2022 until January 2023 to replace the 7 trustees who left the Board of Service. Oh, come on. Ah, here we go. So just to show you a little bit about the numbers, if you look for 2000 to 2021, we were very stable. At 2022, we had 10 trustees, and that's when that first minority opinion, and then there was no applications after that one. 2023, we were down to 5 trustees. We had a second minority opinion. We had no applications after that ABC. In January of 2024, we were down to 3 trustees, and that is a critical level of trustees. And the board called members to apply for the first time. It was that desperate. We did receive the first application at the end of January after 20 months of receiving none. And then in 2024, we did ratify 6 trustees. We had the third minority opinion, and because of so few applications, the board called members to apply for the th second time. And in our research of the 4 major 12-step programs, AA, NA, Al-Anon, and SLA, we found that ACA's nominating committee process is similar, if not almost identical, to these other 12-step fellowships. We found only one significant difference of our ratification of board members from the other 12-step fellowships. None of them use a minority opinion after the ratification, though. So we believe that our concern for fitness input process of that of vetting factual information is superior and more emotionally safe than the current minority opinion. We believe the data shows that the current practice of a minority opinion is keeping members from considering board service, and that is not sustainable for our ACA fellowship. For ACA to continue to exist and thrive, we need our trustee ratification process to be emotionally safe so that all of you, our members, may consider board service today or in the future. And the life of our ACA program literally depends upon it. And I will look real quick. Here's our input form. I'm just gonna, I don't have time to go through it, but it's very, just like our application process, this is also very thorough. We need to know what the concerns are, whether if it's breaching ACA traditions, concepts of fiduciary duty, breaching an ACA policy or WSO agreement, or others. And then also the qualifications, I won't go through those, but they're all there. So I'm going to skip through all those and get down to. So here's where we can bet. So we need specific and factual details about what happened, when, where, who else was involved, including their contact information. And then we will that so at the very last, it says the nominating committee will respond directly to the submitter. Since the board member had previously been thoroughly vetted, the nominating committee will be able to address most concerns. If a member uncovers something that the nominating committee is unaware of, then further investigation done. And if I can just finish up using the factual information, and we reserve our right to expand investigation to others who might know. So thank you. And if the rest of my committee can raise your hand, Aaron, Frederick, and Yasmina. I was under the idea that we were going to be taking some questions.
No, it's just like a 5-minute presentation, and then we go into the discussion and debate on the motion.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so yes, so then we're going to go into 20 minutes of discussion on this motion. And you'll each have 60 seconds or 90 seconds for second English as second language or other other provisions. Each delegate speaks only once. Please don't repeat points that are already made. And I may call on people out of order if people who haven't spoken yet are in the queue. And so we'll go with our first person, TEL0341, Kelly.
Thank you. A few things. I think now you can't ask a question directly. It has to go through nominating committee, right? So you can't even directly ask a question. But you know, for me, if you're volunteering to serve as a trustee, which is a huge undertaking, and I mean, you know, thank you to everybody that does do that. It also with that position, there sort of comes sort of, I would think, an ability for some constructive criticism, open to feedback when you hear things that you might disagree with or you feel aren't true. I know for me, I've worked in WSO committees extensively with some people, and I have offered minority opinions. So the opinion that I offer comes from experience that I've had, where I don't know that a lot of delegates have experience working one-on-one with trustees. So I do think it's valuable to hear the minority opinion. I also wonder, in Robert's rules, isn't a minority opinion when you have a vote required? And I understand there's a difference between lack of safety, but I did ask a minority opinion about a potential breach of a tradition once, and it was considered aggressive, and I didn't think it was, but I sort of would not vote for this. Thank you. But can I answer about the Roberts rules? Do you have to have minority opinion when you have a vote?
Yes, your minute was up. And go ahead, Web 0590. Patricia?
Thank you. I just want to say that I think that the nominating committee is doing a very thorough vetting job, first of all. Second of all, if there's a question about a board member and I have a minor and I see something that they're doing this irregular, I'm not going to know that when they first show up on the scene. So the minority opinion, unless I'm doing some investigation on them prior to their ratification, seems wasted time. And also, I think emotional. I've sat through these, several of them, and I've often went, why we do them? Because they just seem personal in a way nothing else is. Thanks.
Thank you, Patricia. Region 5. Josh.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, I find this motion problematic for a number of reasons. The first is that it says the current minority opinion process is not emotionally safe, has impacted members from applying to the Board of Trustees. This is not sustainable for the survival of the fellowship. I find that to be highly speculative and opinion-based. I'm not sure that supports that. You know, a board member's going down and they're being a minority opinion is not causation. There are a lot of other things that were happening at the same time. I think it's a rather big leap to assume that the numbers going down is primarily associated with that. I also think that minority opinion is a standard part of Roberts, as was mentioned before. And I do think that some of this, I haven't heard anything in minority opinions that struck me as emotionally unsafe. And I think it calls into question the emotional maturity of the potential board members. And if they feel threatened by something, like how do you know that it's unsafe versus something just gets triggered? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Josh. And Web 0706, Stacy.
Hi, thank you for the chance to be heard. I actually witnessed this and as an observer, and I thought it was very harsh and not helpful at all. So I think, especially since the other models that were mentioned don't use this minority, that I would support this motion to do away with that. Because as I watched as an observer, I thought, holy cow, I would never want to be in that position to where someone could so brutally attack me. It did not inspire me to serve. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Stacy. And IG9, Marilyn?
Yes, Marilyn, Arizona Intergroup, Intergroup 9. Yes, I think this sounds like a safe way to have your feedback given to the, if there are some real concerns about someone, you can fill out a form and ask for some investigation. And if you have facts that would really, you know, it seems like a safe way to be able to check on something that's a real concern of someone. I think I would vote for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. And I just want to check to make sure the point of order is not point of order, but is someone that
That's Charlie going back. I'm still a delegate, but
okay. Back to Thank you. And Web 381, Pamela.
Yeah. Well, there's three issues here. The interpretation of the numbers and what it results in, I don't think is accurate. I don't think it's cause and effect. Number two, the nominating committee is doing a fine job. And to me, it's kind of overkill. I had a friend that was getting high-level security from the U.S. government as a foreign embassy person, and he didn't go through the kind of vetting that happens with ACA for volunteers. So I think it's overkill. And then the third issue is, you know, if we had a service structure in place and we actually had the service boards represented automatically on the WSO board, then, you know, you can trust the regions to actually put forth people that we trust so they would have our backing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. And Charlie, what's your naming convention? What is...
I am... VA092, Virginia 092.
Okay, Charlie, go ahead.
Great, thanks. I'm a little torn on this. I actually will say I was one of the trustees standing up in 2022 and 2023. It was uncomfortable for us, but the real damage was we actually were flooded with comments after the fact from people basically saying, I would never put myself in that position ever. And so I think I just have to say, I believe there was a cause and effect. I will say the last couple of years have been quite different. The process is more modulated. I don't think there were even any minority report opinions last year, but we've learned to manage it better. Where I'm really most fuzzy and uncomfortable is I don't actually understand this new process. I wish and would like if there were a fuller report on how this works, what happens with a complaint that's submitted, et cetera. And so I would actually ask if the nominating committee would consider booking more time in the next meeting and do a fuller presentation so that people can really know what follows the status quo if we pass this pass.
Thank you, Charlie. IGPA599, Erin?
Hi, everyone. Yeah, my inner group, who I am the delegate for, although I am also on the nominating committee and have been a board member who went through that very punitive process in sharing what Charlie said about the comments that we received and hearing from people that wouldn't put themselves through that process. But further, and I do agree with more information, we really didn't have enough time to present how other 12-step organizations do it. And some of the things we found out, they voted in the board as an entity, as the board, not as individual members. And so, yeah, I think I from reasons from what I've conveyed to my inner group, my meetings, and as well as being on the NOMCOM, I would like more information presented for more clarity about how it can go, how it can work. Pass.
Thank you, Eric. And CA044, Bill D.
Can I be heard?
Yeah, let's see. Getting feedback. I think maybe you have two devices on. You gotta
have to pause one.
Can I be heard? Sorry.
Maybe we can go to the next person and then. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's good.
That works. This is a great topic. I was a trustee many years ago, and we didn't have this minority opinion thing back then. We didn't have the levels of commitment of service that we have now with the nominating committee or their new procedure that they or all the procedures they have. But in Robert's Rules, it talks about motions that are considering votes that are considering motions and issues that need to be debated. It also says, it mentions that they're not usually done for ratifications or elections, and this is a type of an election. Then when the election is held, the majority vote is substantiated and the people are elected to office. So I don't really think, I support this motion from the nominating committee. I believe they've made a way to have their any dissenting voices heard and not put people on the spot to be chastise and remove that barrier, because we're all adult children. Who wants to get up in front of a group of people and have our laundry list traits get triggered? I don't. So thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And WEB 0435, Laura.
Hi there. Thanks. I like what has been mentioned. I'm kind of on the fence on this one. I've been a member of the nominating committee. I've been a region representative and I've vetted. And I know that although two of us that were on the that have been on the nominating committee, we both vetted ourselves from a meeting standpoint and provided minutes that the region chair didn't provide any such vetting of herself. So I think that there's more education needs to be done on behalf of regions as far as being knowledgeable about vetting their prospective trustees. But I think until our delegates in ACA are able to practice a lot more emotional sobriety and take that responsibility on to bring our loving parent into these delegate meetings, that I think that this will become, minority opinion will become, it's a difficult thing to do until there's more maturity. And that's our responsibility to delegates. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And where are we at time on this segment? On this 20 minutes?
Trey put in the chat that time has ended.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I missed that in the chat. Okay, so our discussion is over on this motion. So I will ask Brad to do an election buddy poll with, following choices. I am in favor of this motion as it presented and want to send a worldwide online voting. I'm in favor of the motion, but would like minor changes. I'm in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. I am not in favor of this motion and abstain from vote. So have you got that election buddy queued up, Brad?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to go ahead and start it now.
Motion is in chat.
Marcus, do we have a two-minute timer going?
Yeah, I've got a timer going. We're probably a little more than 1 minute right now.
Thank you.
Well, we're pretty close on the 2 minutes. Does it look like people are pretty much done?
Yes, it does. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and close the vote. And I'm queuing up the results now. And I'm sharing the screen.
Okay. Hard for me to see here. Okay, there. So none of them received 60%. The one with the lowest percentage drops off the list, and another poll is taken.
Okay, so that I'm seeing that as I am in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. So that's going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me a couple minutes and I'll have that.
Was it that, or was it, I am not in favor of this motion? Was that the lowest one?
I don't think we ever dropped. Oh, I am right. Not in favor.
Yeah, I think that's
paper has
right. To we don't drop it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm continuing on with what I'm doing.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay. I'm starting the vote now.
Okay. Great. Okay. And that's, yeah, the 2 minutes.
That's time. I'm going to go ahead and close the vote. And there are results. We had 49 votes tallied, two abstentions. And, I'm sorry, Marcus, are you supposed to be doing this? I don't mean to take over.
No, that's fine with me. Thank you.
Okay. I am in favor of this motion as presented, and when it sent to worldwide online voting, got 35 votes, which had more than the 66.7 or 66 1/3. So we'll see that after the meeting on the worldwide voting.
Yep. Yes, it goes in. I think it only had to have 60 to go to that. So that's great. So that concludes that section. And